Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think about President Trump's border emergency declaration, immigration, and more? Let's go in depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford. Well, let's start with first some congratulations on your part. You've been called the most effective senator, along with your Democratic colleague, Amy Klobuchar, the nonpartisan Center for Effective Lawmaking. Congratulations.
I appreciate it very much, particularly because it was done by professors I don't know and universities I've never been to, like Vanderbilt and Virginia. It's quite a compliment, yes.
So how does that make you feel when you hear that? Does it? You've been around for a long time. Does stuff like that just water off a duck's back, or does it mean something?
Oh, it makes you feel good, but you still got to do your work, even if you didn't get those honors. But I think considering the... I don't know to what extent they relied on bipartisanship a little bit, but when I hear the complaints from my constituents, how come you guys in Washington, D.C. or in Congress can't ever get along? You know, that's usually the way it shows up at my town meetings. And I can refer to the Lugar Institute at Georgetown, that I'm one of the top five people on bipartisanship, or the website, GovTrack, says that I'm more bipartisan than anybody else. Frankly, that I think you being able to use that in my town meetings is much more beneficial than being the most effective person.
Well, and the most effective, that also speaks to any potential critics that you have about effectiveness after being in the Senate for so long.
Yeah, and I would say maybe Iowans that would be reflecting on how long I've been a senator, they might say something like this: well, as long as he's been there, he ought to be the most effective senator, too.
Well, the point taken. Well, let's move to some other business. Where do we stand on Senate consideration of the president's emergency declaration at the border? What's going to happen with that?
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm going to answer your question two ways. One, a little more definitive than if you'd asked me before. And then I'm going to tell you that there's some possibilities out there that maybe would change my mind. But I've always been said that I've been leaning against the president using this authority. Now, when it comes up Thursday, if it comes up just as a resolution of disapproval, I've changed my mind now, and this is the first time I've really said it. I'm going to vote for the resolution of disapproval based on the proposition of two things. One, I think the president's number one responsibility is protecting the American people, and even though this isn't a foreign country invading the United States, we still have a lot of criminal element, gang element, very destructive drugs coming across the border, sex trafficking, human trafficking. I think it's pretty important that we do everything we can to control the border. And that's the number one responsibility of the federal government, to protect the American people. Now, I don't discount the fact that probably 98% of the people that come across the border, even though they come against our laws, are coming for a better life. So I'm willing to recognize that, and I'm willing to recognize that we need some of those people in our workforce.
More in depth after this.
I can continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley.
The other thing is this. Now, I've told you how I'm going to vote. The other thing is there's still, and this was the subject of a caucus last Thursday that I wasn't willing to attend, but when I got email on the subject matter there, there's two or three, maybe even four members of our caucus are trying to find alternatives that maybe will keep the Republicans unified, and until those are made public, and they may not be parliamentary-wise, they may not be able to do anything that's germane. But if they are, then I might be voting some other way than just what I told you. But on a clean resolution of disapproval, I'm in the last few days, I've changed my mind 100%. Not 100%, because I just said I was leaning against what the president was exercising his authority. Oh, there's one other thing I want to add, because it's another reason besides the number one responsibility of the federal government that I've mentioned. That is that the president is exercising authority that Congress gave him in the 1976 law. And just like I've talked to you about changing trade law, recouping some of the congressional power that we delegated in 1962, I'm going to join Senator Lee in legislation to recoup some of the dramatic and excess power of Congress that was donated to the president to declare an emergency.
So you don't want the president to have that power?
I want it more restricted than it is in the 76 legislation. I'm not prepared to say that we should never delegate authority to the president, because I can't say that. But I think there's been either too much power delegated. I've already said that. Recoup some of that, or put conditions on the delegation of the authority.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, these declarations have been made before, but never has a president made a declaration regarding funding that Congress has explicitly said no to.
You're 100% right.
Okay, so I understand that there probably isn't enough votes in the Senate to override President Trump's veto of such legislation. So is that your understanding too?
Yeah, but here we won't have a chance to do that, because I think you can go by the vote that was in the House of Representatives. When he vetoes it, it'll go back to the House for the first vote. They won't override, so it won't come to us to override.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what does that mean for his resolution then?
Unless the courts strike it down, he will transfer the money that the declaration said he can do.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. You touched briefly on immigration and the need for immigration reform. Recently, a number of our business leaders, I think it was the top 23, some of the top business leaders in our state, including Mary Andringa of Vermeer, argued for comprehensive immigration reform because of the need for labor. What are your thoughts on that, and how can it happen, since President Trump in particular has been so critical of immigration?
Well, I would agree with the business leaders that say that. And there's some areas like unskilled workers, engineers, other professional people, and agricultural workers where I would say there's a consensus that we ought to allow more workers in and do it in a legal way where they could, if they're seasonal workers, where they could come in and work and go home and come back. In the case of a lot of professional people, I think they'd probably be here 12 months out of the year. In the cases of some agricultural workers, they'd probably be here 12 months out of the year. That it ought to be done. But I think you've heard me say this before. You get a little simple bill that's that there's a consensus we ought to pass, and it gets out on the floor, and then everything else gets dumped into it. So what we, in other words, you never then finally get a bill passed because they try to make it what you might call a comprehensive bill. So I worked before Christmas on unskilled workers with Democrat and Republican senators to put something together that we could put on an appropriation bill. So it included more workers, and then something I demanded was some integrity provisions like mandatory e-verify is just one example of several integrity provisions. And then you get it put together, and there's a consensus of the people that are working for it that ought to go and put it on an appropriation bill. But then at the last minute, you know, somebody objects, and if you got to not shut down government, you reach an agreement that you aren't going to put a whole bunch of new stuff in. So then it doesn't get done. But I think that's what you're going to have to do if you want to do what the 23 Iowa business leaders want to do. But I agree with them that we need to do that. Now, one thing that I read in Manchester, Iowa, where you don't have a problem with illegality, recruit people in Puerto Rico because they're already citizens of the United States. So they got a lot of workers at a factory there in Manchester, Iowa.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.